This is KERA News. After 6 months of research, interviews, and rehearsals, the teen actors of Cry Havoc Theater Company are finally ready to debut their play about gun violence. Artsig's Hadi Mawagdi has been following the making of Babel. In this week's Spotlight, he takes us from rehearsal to opening night.
Just some, housekeeping things, and then we'll close up.
It's the end of a six-hour marathon rehearsal for the cast of Babel. The show's less than 3 weeks away, and artistic director Mara Richards-Bim is concerned.
So one of the things both Lisa and I are noticing, you need to go back and look at your scripts, because these are actual people who said these actual words, and sometimes you guys are paraphrasing, and we need to honor the words they said. I think it's even more important than if this was like a fictional script, you know?
Babel is a documentary drama, and the cast interviewed all of the people that are depicted in the show, from passionate gun enthusiasts to politicians and even police. Each character gives life to a voice in the national discussion around guns. So accuracy is imperative. And so is the acting.
All right, so let's start with the top of the show.
After months of research and at the end of the school year, the actors are finally spending long days honing their craft. And now there's only 24 hours till showtime. Lisa Cody, the group's acting coach, is still working with their group on how to deliver their lines.
Theater is a full contact sport. Say it with me.
Theater is a full contact sport.
You have to adjust in the moment.
The actors struggle to master the inflections and emotions of their characters, and Cody is helping them focus.
Standing still and just saying words isn't enough. You have to be able to see if you're getting it. But when you're talking to an audience and you've got lights in your face and there's nobody nodding at you, you don't know.
Delivering lines and really living in a character's skin can be hard, especially with such delicate content. Cast member Cara Lawson feels that struggle as she rehearses the role of Sue Loncar.
And that's why I think it's so important not to have a gun in the house.
Loncar's daughter Grace struggled with depression and anxiety. And in 2016, Grace used her father's gun to kill herself. And as Lawson is performing, Cody provides some feedback.
I think she just thought, I'll show them. Because her dad had said, you can't threaten suicide to get out of trouble.
What? Her dad said what?
You can't threaten suicide to get out of trouble.
And do you stand in solidarity with him on those words?
No.
No, but right now that's what it looks like you're doing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Babel would be a difficult play for any actor. It's nearly 3 hours long, and it's chock full of challenging moments and long overlapping monologues. For example, one scene takes us to Sandy Hook Elementary School. That's where we meet a mother recounting the day when her son was one of 20 children murdered in a mass shooting. We also go inside the school, where a teacher remembers hiding with her students as the shooter fires more than 100 bullets.
And I remember Nicole, one of my little girls, she was like, Mrs. Clements, your legs are shaking. I said, I know, I gotta lock the door, but I'm scared. I don't know if I should open the door, lock the door. And they were like,
you can do it, lock the door, you have to lock the door.
In Babel, movement and dance help the audience connect more deeply to the stories. Emily Burnett is one of the show's choreographers.
It's like easier to connect to the feeling when the movement is there. There's different parts to it too in the show. There's parts where someone is speaking and then the motion that's going on behind it is sort of reflecting the text. And that's interesting because you see this physical representation while you're listening.
12 minutes till places.
It's finally opening night. And inside Hammond Hall, the audience sits along three sides of the stage. Around them, on all of the walls, hang thousands of shoes, each one representing a life lost due to gun violence in 2018. Backstage, actress Mary Bandy takes a moment to share what she hopes the audience will take away from the play.
So I hope it ignites the people that are dull, and it allows for the people who are polarized to find a way to have discussion.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Cry Havoc Theater Company and Babel.
The play's impact is immediate. Folks in the audience squirm when gun violence stats are read aloud. A few men stiffen as the term toxic masculinity is defined. And Sydney Daly, a theater teacher at Dallas Academy, isn't the only one reaching into her purse to grab tissues.
Hearing the teacher interviews, it's really hard because I'm picturing my students. But I'm so glad that they made this because there needs to be more conversation about this topic.
The actors agree. When they started this project, they had one question. Why isn't something being done to stop gun violence? And now they understand the complexities better than most. They still don't have a solution, but they hope their play starts a larger conversation. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.